This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Preparations begin for Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's visits to China and India. Government spokesperson says Prime Minister Oli to depart for a two-day visit to India on September 16 after China trip. Nepal makes stance clear on boundary disputes, reminds neighbor India and China of its territory amid trade agreement. Committee for Legislative Management under the National Assembly begins clause-wise discussion on Federal Civil Service Bill. And Israeli military launches initial assault on Gaza City, calls up 60,000 reservists. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithibi Subbagurung has said preparations are underway for Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's upcoming visits to China and India. At a press conference organized yesterday to make public the decisions of Council of Ministers, Minister Gurung confirmed that official invitations from both countries have been received and that Nepal is making necessary preparations. He informed that Prime Minister Oli will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO meeting in China before embarking on a two-day official visit to India starting September 16. However, he clarified that a formal decision on the visit is still pending. Meanwhile, the Council of Ministers meeting held on August 18 approved Nepal's support for the IMF proposal to increase member countries' quotas by 50%. Nepal will receive an additional 78.45 million SDR from the increase, with 25% to be paid this year, this fiscal year, and the rest through securities issued in the name of Nepal Rasta Bank. The Cabinet also endorsed amendments to the Human Rights Award Fund operational regulation, gave in principle approval to draft a bill on lease finance, accepted a concessional loan of about 30.8 billion rupees from Japan for the Koteswar Intersection Improvement Project, and approved amendments to the Forests and Prosperity Project Agreement, among others. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has reaffirmed that Lipulik, along with Kalapani and Limpiadhura, is Nepal's territory included in the country's official map and constitution. Issuing a three-point press note yesterday, the ministry responded to media reports on India and China's agreement to conduct trade through Lipulik, stating that Nepal has long informed both countries that the area east of the Mahakali River belongs to Nepal. The government has expressed objections to any activities in the region, reminding India and China that the Kalapani area is an integral part of Nepal. A meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for 1 p.m. today at the Federal Parliament Building in New Baneswar. The agenda for the sessions includes Finance Committee Chairperson Santosh Chalise presenting the report on the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082. Likewise, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari will propose sending the Industrial Property Bill 2081 to the relevant committee for clause-wise discussion. Similarly, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal will put forward the proposal to send the Ship Operation and Management Bill 2081 received from the National Assembly to the concerned committee for detailed deliberation. The Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly has started clause-wise discussions on the Federal Civil Service Bill 2080. In a meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday, lawmakers stressed that the provisions for inclusive and proportional participation in the civil service should be clearly stated in the bill's preamble. They also urged their government to present necessary regulations along with the bill, especially if the provision for the law to come into effect immediately after enactment is to remain unchanged. Similarly, members of the National Assembly have called for the effective implementation of the Senior Citizens Act 2063. Speaking at a meeting of the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee yesterday, lawmakers stressed that additional special provisions are needed to guarantee a safe, dignified and quality life for senior citizens. They pointed out that although the law provides a 50% discount on healthcare, it has not been enforced in practice. According to the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, free and partially subsidized healthcare services for senior citizens are available through 94 hospitals across all 77 districts under the Social Service Unit program. The Ministry of Health and Population is set to integrate social health security programs. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel yesterday approved the amended operation guidelines of the Destitute Citizen Medical Treatment Program, bringing it under the umbrella of the Health Insurance Board. The guidelines introduce a single-door system for the payment of treatment of 8 serious diseases covered under the program. Minister Paudel said the move reflects the government's commitment to ensure treatment for destitute citizens while making the insurance program more systematic and transparent. According to the ministry spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Burathoki, the new system will also make state investments more economical. The Gandaki Institute of Technology and the government of South Korea have signed a grant agreement worth 1.25 billion rupees for infrastructure development at the institute. The agreement was signed yesterday by Finance Secretary Ghanashyam Upadhyay and South Korean Ambassador Park Tae-yong. Under the deal, the Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, will implement the project on behalf of South Korea, while Nepal's Gandaki Technical Education and Vocational Training Academy and Gandaki Province Ministries will coordinate locally. Finance Secretary Upadhyay said the project is expected to be completed by December 31, 2030. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has urged the Gurung community to start initiatives at home to preserve their language and pass it on to the younger generations. Speaking at the launch of a Gurung language magazine organized by the Nepal Academy yesterday, Minister Gurung expressed concern over the gradual decline of the Gurung language and culture due to rapid migration. He praised the Nepal Academy's effort in publishing the magazine, calling it an important step in language preservation. A Pakistani parliamentary delegation met with Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, yesterday in Kathmandu. The delegation was in Nepal to attend the two-day Hindu Kush Himalayan Region Parliamentarians meet, which concluded on Tuesday. During the meeting at Singhadarbar, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire highlighted opportunities to boost trade, connectivity and tourism between Nepal and Pakistan. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has reaffirmed the government's commitment to creating an investment-friendly environment for the tourism sector. Speaking at the 13th anniversary of the Kalanki Hotel and Guest House Association yesterday, Minister Pandey urged the private sector to cooperate with the government's regulations, avoid labour exploitation and maintain fair pricing for customers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The Israeli military has begun preliminary operations for a planned ground offensive to capture Gaza City, already controlling its outskirts. About 60,000 reservists are being called up to support the operation. Hamas has accused Israel of obstructing a ceasefire to continue what it called a brutal war against innocent civilians. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza City may be ordered to evacuate south as preparations continue. The International Committee for the Red Cross warned that further military action could worsen an already catastrophic situation for Gaza's 2.1 million residents and hostages. Meanwhile, Qatar and Egypt have proposed a 60-day truce and the release of about half of the hostages, which Hamas reportedly accepted. The Israeli military campaign follows Hamas's attack on southern Israel on October 7, 2023. Since then, Gaza's health ministry reports over 62,000 deaths. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall in the hilly areas of the country and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of the country today. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Preparations begin for Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's visit to China and India. Government spokesperson says Prime Minister Oli to depart for a two-day visit to India on September 16 after China trip. Nepal makes stance clear on boundary disputes, reminds neighbor India and China of its territory amid trade agreement. Committee for Legislative Management under the National Assembly begins clause-wise discussion on Federal Civil Service Bill. And Israeli military launches initial assault on Gaza City, calls up 60,000 reservists. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.